Welcome back, everybody, to Om and Yomi. Today we're up to Masechta Shabbos, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, but we are on the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Beis. Now, to catch ourselves up for some context, the Mishnah had given us eight cases of Yetzios HaShabbos, Daim Shehin Arba. We had two cases that are really four based on the Dinei Derabanan. We had the Ani and the Baal HaBayis. Now, to remind ourselves of some of the concepts, we had to have, in order to be Chayav, you needed to have an Akira and a Hanacha. That one person needed to be doing both actions, both the Akira and the Hanacha. Now, if someone did just the Akira and the other person did the Hanacha, then it was Pater, which means Pater Aval Usr, which means that it's not Chayev, which is Midel Raisa. It's Pater Aval Usr, so it's Usr Midel Rabbanan. And then you had a situation where one person did the entire act, the Akira and the Hanacha, so that person's Chayev, and the other person is going to be Pater, and that means fully Pater. Even though they're going to be getting whatever it may be or something's being taken from them, they are going to be fully Pater. So we had all of these cases in the Mishnah, which came out to a total of eight. But now it asks the Gemara, Amar Lev Masna Labaye or Masna Es to Abaye. There really only eight cases in the Mishnah. Tartei Srei Havyan, there really should be 12 cases in the Mishnah. If you count up all the cases and their permutations, it should really come out to 12. Litameich, just Srei Havyan. But once you're going to be counting all of the cases and mentioning every single one, then we should count the ones where everyone's totally putter also, in which case it would come out to 16. So why are we assuming it's eight? It should either be 12 or 16. Why are we going with just eight? So Amalei Halokasha. So he said to Abaye, this is not a question, because Bishlam of the Reisha. So I understand with the first part of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah doesn't teach the cases where someone will be putter and mutter, meaning where it's totally mutter when either the Ani or the Baal HaBayis do the entire action, so the other person who did nothing is going to be fully mutter because they did nothing. So I understand why we don't want to count those. Aval b'vada seifa, but the ones de putter aval usher kasha, but the ones which are still going to be different permutations of putter aval usher, where they're doing one part of the malacha, either the akira or the hanacha, in which case it's din d'rabbanan, so that should be counted. So it comes out, I understand why no 16, definitely not going to be 16 because we're not counting cases of Pater Mutter. But if we're going to count all the cases of Pater Aval Usser, so we should have 12, not necessarily 8. But now once we mention that there's a concept of Pater Mutter, the Gemara is going to go into a general discussion of when Pater means Pater Umutter, because again, just something that's going to come up constantly throughout Hilchos Shabbos. We have three levels. We have Chayiv, which means Chayiv Mideh Raisa. Generally, there's Pater, which means Pater Aval Usser, which means there's still an Isser Derabanan. But again, we like doing Derabanans better than Del Raisas if we're forced to, and there are more kulas that can be had when we're dealing with Dinei Derabanan as opposed to Dinei Deraisa. So it's an important distinction to know, even though they're both not allowed. And then there's Pater Umutter, or Mutter, which is going to be fully Mutter. So now the Gemara says, Mi ikakbekule Shabbos Pater Umutter. Is there really something in our Masecha Shabbos, which is Pater Umutter? Because we know, generally, it's Pater Aval Aser, Ha'amar Shmuel. But Shmuel says, Kol Pturei de Shabbos. Anytime we say the word Pater in Hilcho Shabbos, Pater Aval Aser, it means Pater, but still Usr Midirabanan, Bar Mehani Tlas de Pater Mutter. There are only three exceptions to this case where it's going to be fully permissible, and Pater Mutter would be the halacha. So what are these situations? Tzidas Tzvi. So the Mishnah in Shabbos on Daf Kufav tells a very interesting case. Let's say there's a deer in someone's house, and someone goes and sits by the door, and by definition traps them into that house. Now a second person goes and sits by the door, but they were already trapped by that first person. So now you have two people sitting there. Now the first guy gets up. So now the second person who's sitting there, that person is Pater Umutter, because when he sat down, he was not trapping anything. Now that he's continuously sitting down, he is not going to be chayev in any capacity, so that's one case of Pater Umutter. Then Mitzidas Nachash, the Mishnah in the second paragraph of Adios, tells us that if someone is trapping a snake because he doesn't want the snake to hurt him or bother him, probably not talking about kill him, because otherwise, of course, it's going to be Mutter, but if someone's trapping a snake, that is going to be okay, because you're trapping, and in this situation, we say that it's going to be alright. Now, this is also a very important concept, which is going to come out throughout Hilchos Shabbos, which is that generally trapping is going to be a problem, because you want the item itself. That's generally what the malacha of tzeda is for. But here, you're trapping it because you don't want it to hurt you. This is what's known as a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, a malacha that's not being done for the purpose of the general reason that the malacha is done. Because normally, you would do it because you want a pet snake. That's what would be the malacha. But you don't want a pet snake. You just don't want it to hurt you. So this is a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. And generally, this is still going to be asr midirabanan. But in this situation, when it's b'makom tzar, when it's b'makom pain or whatever discomfort, then we can potentially say that it would be mutter in this situation. That's why tzidus nachash would be pater mutter. Umafis morsa, and when you're popping a pimple just to get the pus out, so in that situation, it's also going to be pater mutter. So what we see from here is that there are only three situations of pater mutter, but our Mishnah doesn't seem to be a situation of pater mutter. So we just had a very explicit rule that Shmuel says that there are three exemptions to when it's going to be pater and mutter, and our Mishnah is not one of those exemptions. So we were just assuming that the reason why we don't have 16 is because because four of the cases are Patur Umatur, but we just said that this is not possibly one of the cases of Patur Umatur. So how are we supposed to answer that? So says the Gemara, Ki Itzrich Leil L'Shmuel. So when Shmuel said his rule of three exemptions of when it's going to be Patur Umatur, Paturei Deka Avid Maisa. So that's talking about a situation where you're actually doing something. When there's a Maisa that you're doing, still, even though you're doing an action that seems to be Usur, it's only going to be Patur Umatur in those situations. Paturei Deka Avid Maisa. But if you have a Patur that you didn't do anything, like in our situation where the Ani or the Balabayas didn't do anything, only one of the people is actually doing an action, the other person is doing nothing. So there, Ikatuva, there are many cases where it would be Patur Umatur, because it's not like you're doing an action and we're saying you're exempt, it's just you're doing nothing, that's why you're going to be exempt. Fine, that was all a side thing, but now Mikol Makom Tarti Sri Havim. Fine, so I can understand why we wouldn't have 16 cases in our Mishnah, but 12 we should still have, because Patur U Aval Usur still count. If we should have all the Isurei D'Oraisa and all the Isurei D'Rabbanan, that comes out to 12 total. So how could we just say 8? So answers the Gemara, Paturei Da'asi Behu Lidei Chiyuv Chatas Kachashiv. No, because the Mishnah only wanted to list something that can actually become a Chayiv Chatas. Meaning, we have the Akira, which is the lifting up, and the Hanacha, the putting down. If you do just the Hanacha, so there's no way that it could potentially be a full Malacha, because you didn't actually pick it up. Someone who did the Akira, there is the potential for them to do the Hanacha also, so we only want to list cases where there's a potential for a full Malacha to happen, even if only half the Malacha happens. But in a situation where we can't even get to the full Malacha, then we don't even want to mention it, that's why it would only come to 8. So really, you're right, there are 12 cases in between Isurei D'Oraisa and Isurei D'Rabbanan, but we only want to mention the Isurei D'Rabbanan that had the potential of becoming Isurei D'Oraisa, which is why we only list 8 in our Mishnah. But now the Gemara goes into a different concept related, which is also very important. Says the Gemara, Shnei and Paturin, is it really true that if both of them do an action, right? One guy picks it up, one guy does the Akira, the other guy does the Hanacha. Is it really true that they are both going to be Patur Aval Usur? So it's true that it would still be Chayav Mi D'Rabbanan, but only D'Rabbanan in this situation. But between the two of them, they did a full Malacha, so there should certainly be some sort of Chayav Mi D'Oraisa here. So answers the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Yomer Rabbi says, Me Am Ha'aretz Ba'asosa. The Pasuk says, if someone committed a sin by accident, and then it says, Me Ama Aretz Basosa, by committing one of these commandments of Hashem that are not supposed to be done. So the Gemara learns out from that pasuk, Ha'osa es kula, v'loha osa es mitzah. So only someone who does the entire action of the Aver is going to be chayev, but not someone who only does part of it. Yachid v'asa osa chayev. If one person does it, then they're going to be chayev. Shnayim v'asu osa pitur. If two people do it, then they are going to be pater from having to bring a korban. Itmar nami, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda, Nizruka mipi chabura v'amru. So the following teaching was thrown by the scholars. When the pasuk says by committing it, yachid sha'asa chayev shnayim sha'asa u'a paturim. When it comes to being fully chayev for something on a d'oraisa level, that's only if one person does the entire malacha. But if two people do the malacha, then they're going to be paturim. It's very interesting. This concept being applied by our case of Hotzah, where there are two different elements of the Malacha. One person doing the Akira, one person doing the Hanacha. It's two separate points, two separate parts of the Malacha. But this applies even when it's two people doing the same thing simultaneously. We're going to see this later in the Masechta, but it could be that it even lowers the level down from D'Oraisa to D'Rabbanan when two people are doing the exact same thing. So for example, let's say you have a Hatzal guy and you have two people turning the key at the same time to go and ignite the ignition. So that might save you from an Isser D'Oraisa, make it down to an Isser D'Rabbanan. So this Shnayim Sha'asa'ua is certainly a factor that comes up lahalacha in other contexts. This is Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.